I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Short and Sweet, by the Heart, A Little History. Copenhagen, sometime in the early 20th century. The studio of married painters, Einar and Gerda Wegener.
I recollect one evening in the first years of our marriage. We were living in a studio which commanded a wide view over Copenhagen. Gerda was reading me a primitive fable out of antiquity. It ran something like this. Hermes, the darling of the gods, had a son, and Aphrodite, the divine beauty, a daughter. One day, they confronted each other in the woods of the gods. The girl was immediately enamored of the boy, but the boy fled from her. In despair, the divine maiden turned to Zeus and bewailed to him her love torment. I love him, father, but he has fled from me. Oh, father, grant that I become one with him. And Zeus raised his arm. In the next moment, the shy son of Hermes stood before the Olympian, and Aphrodite's daughter shouted with glee. And again, Zeus raised his arm. Both melted into each other. When Hermes and Aphrodite sought after their children, they found a blissfully smiling divine child. It is my son, cried Hermes. No, it is my daughter, cried Aphrodite. They were both right. About this time, Gerda painted the portrait of the then popular actress in Copenhagen, Anna Larsen. One day, Anna was unable to attend the appointed sitting. On the telephone, she asked Gerda, who was somewhat vexed, Cannot Einar pose as a model for the lower part of the picture?
His legs and feet are as pretty as mine.
Einar, would you pose in the place of Anna?
At first, I declined rather shortly.
No.
Gerda chafed me.
No, I feel...
Abused me.
Shy.
Implored
yes.
me.
No.
Petted
yes.
me.
Yes.
I can't, no.
Just this once.
And a few minutes later, I was standing in the studio in costume and high-heeled shoes. And to make the disguise complete, Gerda fetched out a carnival wig from the depths of a trunk, a fair, very curly wig, and drew it over my head. And then she attacked me with rouge and powder, while I subjected to everything. When all was ready, we could scarcely believe our eyes. I turned around and stared at myself in a mirror again and again, trying to recognize myself. Was it really possible that I could be so good-looking? And I cannot deny, strange though it may sound, that I enjoyed myself in this disguise. I liked the feel of soft women's clothing. I felt at home from the first moment. A moment later, Anna Larsen rustled into the studio. She had managed to find time. She said, You know, Einar.
You were certainly a girl in a former existence. Or else nature has made a mistake with you.
I made a movement to retire, but Anna Larsen held me back. No, she said.
I simply could not endure to meet Einar again today. We won't even speak of him. Listen. And now I will christen you, my girlie. You shall receive a particularly lovely, musical name.
What do you say to Lily?
Henceforth, I will call you Lily. We must celebrate this. What do you say, Gerda?
And Gerda merely nodded, looking now at Anna, now at the child about to be christened. And then the three of us kept up rejoicings into the night. Lily's christening night.
One of the earliest and most compelling narratives of a transgender life is Lily Elba's book, Man into Woman. Lily Elba and her wife, Gerda Wegener, were painters who married in 1904. Gerda's favorite model was Lily, and the greatest accounts of Lily's life, aside from her book, are Gerda's paintings. When Lily transitioned, she stopped painting. She said,
I do not want to be an artist, but a woman. Hence, I shall shut out all artistic creation out of my life, because I cannot continue the work of the virile artist who was Einar.
On the other hand, Gerda's work flourished. Her depictions of women in erotic situations, sometimes with each other, sometimes with mythical creatures, were particularly popular. She illustrated for Vogue, she published an art book about Casanova's sexual exploits. Unfortunately, the notoriety of the couple led to Lily's outing, and their marriage was annulled by the King of Denmark. Their travels took them from Copenhagen to Paris, and then Berlin and Dresden, where Lily had her gender confirmation surgeries. She was among the first to do so, and the surgeries were not as we know them today. Lily's third surgery, meant to implant a uterus, eventually killed her. Gerda never recovered from Lily's death, and she died alone in a small apartment in Copenhagen 9 years later. Lily's hope was that her book, compiled by an editor after her death, fall into the hands of people like her. She wanted her words to help generations of trans people know that they weren't alone. Man into Woman is now out of print, but we at The Heart managed to get our hands on a copy. A movie about Lily is in development, so her story may reach more people than she ever imagined.
This piece was brought to you by the amazing Samara Brieger. She's one of the Heart Stars. The other Heart Stars are Mitra Kaboli, Jen Ng, Megan Dietry, Shira Bannerman, editorial advising from Sharon Mashihi. Thank you in particular on this episode to Callie Rasmussen, who is the voice of Lily Elba. Callie has her own radio show, which you should totally check out. It's called Not All Women.
Radiotopia. From PRX.